So tomorrow's a big day. It's D-Day. Either it's going to be a really massive event or it's going to fizzle out. The article then goes on to say that this time it's kind of different. We will avoid what happened in 2021 because of the involvement of private security. They go on to say there are 600,000 private security personnel working in this country, and because they are aligned with and working with authorities, there is very little chance of tomorrow being out of control. So the question we're going to be asking is, are we increasingly dependent on private security compared to government security? That's the discussion this afternoon. The man to have this discussion with is Dr. Jackie Celier. Thank you for being with us on Chai FM.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
So, Dr. Celier, when people say South Africa is becoming increasingly dependent on private security, what should we understand by that in day-to-day terms?
Well, the private security industry has grown phenomenally in South Africa. As Frans Cronje said, they outnumber the police like 4-1. And that, of course, is partly a reflection of low levels of confidence in the police, extent of police corruption, and the fact that many people feel that the private security offers technology and rapid response that the police don't provide. But of course, the challenge is that private security largely benefits the middle class and business. And it means that SAPs have to look at security in rural areas, particularly in townships, in squatter areas, and so on and so forth. So the private security, in one sense, is a force multiplier, but it also means reflects on the challenges that we have with the police, but also reflects on the fact that insecurity, particularly in poor areas, may be escalating if the private security focus is, as I've said, in the middle class and business and so on and so forth. But it definitely helps the police. There's no doubt about that. And what we've seen in recent years is much better collaboration between government and the private security sector.
I guess, though, you've got to ask the question, at what point does that imbalance start shaping how the country's really policed? Because that figure of 600,000 private security officers being four times the number of frontline SAPs is just an astounding figure, is it not?
Yes. I mean, South Africa's gone off by on a per-person basis. South Africa's got one of the largest private security industries in the world. And that, of course, it's not... In the long term, this is not a solution. We need to fix the state. We need to fix the police and the intelligence systems so that because that's where the primary responsibility lies. Private security, we should not accept that private security assumes the role of the police. They cannot and should not do that in the medium long term.
And that's exactly the issue, isn't it? Because there are those who say that private security now holds the skills that used to sit inside the state before corruption and cater deployment hollowed things out. I mean, I guess that is a fair assessment, isn't it?
There is no doubt that the police are not where they should be. There has been a loss of expertise within the police, and cadre deployment and so on are playing a big role, as we see at the moment. But as I say, we need to fix that, because long term, if you carry on down this road, you end up with two states. One which is privately controlled and where we live behind our gated communities and thank you very much, and the rest of South Africa has to look after itself. That is not a vision for a country with the potential and that South Africa has, or with its composition and so on. All of this, of course, is a function of poor government, poor governance that we've particularly had that started with Jacob Zuma and that we're trying to turn around, and many of the basics are now in place. Just look at what's happening with electricity, for example. But there is undoubtedly a long road ahead.
Very, very long road ahead. And, you know, as you're talking, so I'm thinking about comments made by Franz Kornrea on other issues, not just security, but he talks about the sort of enclave future that lies ahead for us. I mean, I guess this kind of approach, given that it was printed by the Common Sense, ties in exactly into that model that those who can afford to will start taking care of their security needs. And those who can't, well, I don't know what happens to them.
Well, that's why we get back to the importance of elections and the importance of what's going to happen on the 4th of November, because we must understand that the events that are happening in South Africa are essentially political and occurring in the run-up to local government elections. And these are politicians very often, although March and March have not yet declared themselves that they're going to be, and they're not registered as a political party, but we previously seen that with Operation Duduma. It is now a registered political party. So these are very often issues that local leadership and people with a political ambition seize upon to mobilize with the intent on, you know, getting into politics. And this is also what's happening with Gaetan McKenzie and others who are seizing upon a very an issue that is really that affects a lot of South Africans, poor South Africans in particular. And that is it's like saying the grass in South Africa, the veld is dry, and if you throw a match, it can ignite. And that's, of course, the problem that we particularly had with the so-called Zuma riots. The big difference between then and today is that you don't have the denial within the security establishment you had then. There's much greater action and preventive action by the police, by the intelligence and other agencies. The problem is that in the meanwhile, of course, state capacity has in actual fact declined, and people's confidence in the security, particularly in the police, given what's been happening through the various commissions, is not what it used to be.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. Tell me, this massive private security footprint, I'm just wondering what kind of effect that would have on the morale and the effectiveness of the South African police services. I mean, surely that's got to undermine the regular cop who goes to work every day thinking,
yes.
There's people think I can't do my job, they got to do it themselves.
Well, not that's part of it, I think. But also, but let's also accept that the private security industry is also a force multiplier. If the police work with them, they can achieve so much more, and that's the model we should strive to. I think the other problem that you point to is that very often capable, highly skilled people within the police move out to much higher salaries and much better remuneration within the private sector. And that has been a trend for a while, partly because of poor management, corruption, bad leadership, you name it, within the police. So you back to the essential issue, much as we have to fix the police. We have to fix the security agencies. The first responsibility of a state is to ensure that there is a degree of stability and security. And our state is failing in that. And therefore, let's hope that the various commissions of inquiry will slowly start turning that around. And that is not impossible. It's happened in various institutions, and we always point to what's happened with SARS. With the right leadership, and this really is the critical issue. If we bring in the right leadership within SAPS, within the intelligence and security agencies broadly, this can change.
That's a very positive place. I was going to leave it there, but just final question for you. I'm wondering how other countries view South Africa's model, this force multiplier using private forces. Is it unusual or is it part of a global trend?
It is a bit of a global trend. I mean, you have this sort of movement towards outsourcing, which is it's a trend everywhere in Europe and in the US, and the push towards the greater, you know, public-private partnerships and so on, because the state can't do everything, and government governance is becoming more complicated, more expensive. So the recipe that is being often touted is, you know, you need to mobilize and partner with the private sector, and that certainly has many advantages, But we cannot allow the private sector to undertake core duties that are the responsibility of the state. And you go back to, we have to fix the state. And probably to fix that, we need to go out and vote and make sure that politically the appointment of the right people that I spoke about happens, and that we get rid of the cadre deployment and those and the corruption and poor management that we've seen in South Africa in recent years.
Dr. Jackie Celier, the founder of the Institute for Security Studies, thank you for such valuable input here on Chai FM this afternoon.